This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the conversation, seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. It is important. It is a big deal, if you would. But it's definitely important that you're part of the conversation, that you get some input, that you, you know, return some input, if you would. Because I really am curious as to, you know, where you're coming from. I'm curious as to what you have to think about some of the issues and the topics we're talking about. You know, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to talk, well, tell me where I'm wrong, how bad I am, how dumb I am. There is so much candy out there for me to pick from tonight. How about a school that is punishing a male teacher for refusing to watch a naked girl in the boys' locker room? Now, Florida School District allowed a self-described transgender female student regularly access the boys' locker room. She didn't have to give advance warning to the boys or their parents. Now, the first time she walked in, she caught the boys literally with their pants down. That caused them some embarrassment and concern by the fact that they had been observed changing by an obvious girl, physical girl. It was a complaint letter written to the Pasco County School District for... Now, here's the thing with this. They want us to be totally accepting no matter what. Right? I mean, they don't care what you think, how you feel. You shouldn't require a warning because it's normal. Right? Because boys see female... Here, I'll do it this way. Boys see female bodies walk into the, or what we refer to as female bodies, walk into their locker rooms every day, right? I know we looked forward to it in the 70s when I was in school. And then they would expect those boys not to stare, not to look, not to whatever. And as they like to talk about, it is a normal, I'm trying to be nice. There's going to be some kind of confusion, excitement, arousal, whatever term you want to use. I don't care. But you can't expect it to be business as usual. Look, girls don't even like to be naked together in the girls' locker room. Boys don't even like to be naked together in the boys' locker room. Now you add this mix to it, you're really asking for trouble. Now the school has a gag order on it. School administrators are forbidden from talking about the change. They ordered a male physical ed teacher to supervise the potentially undressed girl in the middle school locker room. This is a middle school, not even a high school. When he refused to knowingly place himself in a position to observe a minor female in the nude or otherwise in a state of undress, administrators told him he would be transferred to another school as discipline for not doing your job. Well, he didn't sign up for that. you know, as a Christian, there's actually a scripture that tells you that we shouldn't, especially older men or men, shouldn't be laying their eyes on the naked body of a young girl. Wonder why that is. In an email, an administrator initially threatened to put the male coach on administrative leave, telling him that refusing to supervise a potentially naked female student would not be tolerated. But Liberty Counsel attorney Richard Mast wrote them a letter and gave them some other options, as you can imagine. Now, the school's other PE teacher, who is female, also objected, but she was ignored. They didn't write anything nasty to her. Did you see how ugly this is? Pascal, parents have yet to be informed by the school of the situation, yet the transgender student continues to have open access to private male areas. Despite the initial September incident, then legal contact in October, the elected board for the district, with over 70,000 students, has so far taken no action, and administrators have refused to budge. Unfortunately, these things are going on across the country. Right? School psychologists and guidance counselors are the ones reporting these incidents. They noted that it's a standard for public schools to pass transgender policies without informing parents, which I think, look, I'm on a school board, I think it's wrong. I think any policy we pass, any policy we pass, the parents should know about it. They should have access to it, they should know about it, they should know what's going on. Right? And the only time parents usually hear about this stuff is afterward, after the fact. You know, after an incident has happened. So the thing that confuses me here to a degree is if there's an issue, when you speak up about your, worried about your daughter being in the woman's or what used to be called the girls' room, and now it's a, you know, girls' room, but transgenders can go in there without a problem. And a father says, I don't want somebody with male parts in the bathroom with my daughter. Well, he's all kinds of things. He's a transphobe. He's a bigot, a hater, a homophobe, an anti-Semite. I mean, they'll call him everything just to make him feel bad. So if it's okay for them to be in there alone, then why does this gym teacher have to watch over? Wouldn't it be okay for her to be in there alone or him to be in there alone or whatever? I don't get it. What's the difference? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. See if we can make something out of this. Figure it out.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein, it actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. It's really being part of the conversation. I want you part of the whole conversation, not bits and pieces of it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you got to be involved. You got to be engaged. You got to take this stuff in and check it out yourself. Don't believe everything I tell you, because I make mistakes on a regular basis. You know, really, and some of you, I won't say catch me in the mistakes, or catch the mistakes I make and let me know, and that's cool, that's good. You know, really, seriously. So, you need to know something about a lot of your school districts. They're not required by law. So you keep sending those legislators to your state capitals, right? Especially you Democrats who you complain about what they do. And again, Republicans do things wrong too, but we're this particular issue, the LGBTQ issue, and the bathroom thing and all that stuff is highly driven by Democrat legislators. And remember what I said earlier about another issue is that they very rarely lay down the guidelines. What they'll say is they'll pass a law that says that people can use the bathrooms that they of the gender they identify with. Make it happen. For you old Star Trek fans, remember when Picard used to say, make it so. Right? And then that organization or that department sits down and says, okay, how do we make this? Well, we're gonna make it so any kid who identifies with whatever can use those bathrooms. They don't have to pre-tell any of the teachers, the staff, administration, nothing. Parents can't be contacted. I mean, the laws from state to state vary, but I'm giving you like the overview of how many of them go. So when you look at that, when you look at the inability for parents to have control over their kids' education in any way, that's bad. It's really bad. So when I think I told you this once before. I had a group of Democrat mothers who approached me and another elected official and wanted to talk about some issues that they had with the school. We looked at the point with the sex education thing. And we looked at them point blank and we said, look, can't change it. We're being forced by the legislators that you sent to Sacramento to implement this program. Now you, as Democrat parents, can change that. And I will tell you that everyone except for two moved out of the state because they got frustrated with the responses they were getting from their group. Now, the situation I was just telling you about, that school district adopted their transgender policies with no notice to their elected school board, parents, or voters. So staff actually put this in place without even allowing the school board to vote on it. In which case, I would have been all over it. They were implemented after the district hired Jackie Jackson Dean, a school psychologist, as an LGBT liaison. Her website lists her as a primary author of the school district's LGBT Best Practices Guide, which names her as its lead content developer. The guide says that transgender pronouns, locker room, bathroom, dress code, and sports access are a student's rights. About overnight school trips, what does she say? School should work with the student and their family to devise a plan for the trip based on the student's comfort level. Remember, schools have an obligation to not disclose the student's transgender status to other students or parents unless the student has provided explicit permission to do so. So when that child who identifies as a male and everybody knew the male is a female starts using the male, you still can't say anything? Somebody shouldn't say something? Right? Your daughter could be placed in a room with someone a male who identifies as a female. They may or may not know. The parents may or may not know. Do you think it's okay not to let the parent know that their child could be placed in this situation, either one of them? And this is all in the woman's guide, the one that she gave to staff and to the school district. Talking points about gender-inclusive schools is what it's called. She goes through some of the responses that staff can have for parents with concerns. One is, she says, I heard from my child that a boy was in the girls' restroom today. Your response as a teacher? I can't talk about individual students, just as I would never discuss your child with another parent. As this personal information is confidential and protected under the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act, is there something we can do to help your child better understand gender-related issues? didn't answer the question. The question, the answer should have been, if you want to be honest with the parent, she said, yes, we have LGBT policies, we have transgender policies, and we allow students who identify as the other gender to use the bathroom of the gender they identify with. That would have been an honest and upfront answer without calling the student out. Otherwise, if you say you can't discuss the student's issues, then what you're saying is you're allowing boys to use girls' bathrooms without explaining further. Then the woman, the parent responds, what about my child? And what's the administrator's response? Well, we ask all students to respect physical boundaries of one another's privacy. If your child is feeling that someone is not respecting his or her privacy or boundaries, I'd like to know more information about what's going on. Feeling uncomfortable or uncertain about a transgender student using the same facilities as your child is understandable. However, now, I've always been taught, okay, in any situation I'm in, whenever you use the word however, you are dismissing everything in front of it. So basically what you're saying, feeling uncomfortable or uncertain about a transgender student using the same facilities as your child is understandable, but you're an idiot. Your child's rights are not being violated when a transgender student accesses the facilities that correspond to their gender identity. If your child has concerns for their privacy, I'm happy to speak with you and your child to discuss the concerns. Well, here's the deal. With your male, female, whatever you're identifying with, you still have body parts, right? So if you have a transgender female, and he decides, or she decides, now, we'll hit this other break. I'm going to run out of time for this explanation. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. California Governor Jerry Brown has toured areas of Northern California that were hit hard by the Camp wildfire.
This is so devastating that I don't really have the words to describe it. It looks like a war zone. It is. It's the devastation that only fires of this kind can bring about.
Brown was joined by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and toured the destroyed town of Paradise, where most of the fire victims were killed. The fire has torched around 135,000 acres, but lower winds and higher humidity has helped the firefighters gain some ground. CAL FIRE Director Ken Pimlott.
I know there's some rain in the forecast. I think we will worry about that when it comes. Right now we are focused on maintaining the pace and the battle rhythm of this firefight.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
We are back.
I got a nice time.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Now, you know, let's get back at it. So I guess let's stick with the locker room as opposed to the bathroom. And we're talking about schools and schools across the country that have transgender policies, and it's good to have policies, but don't have to let the parents know about it. And see, I think it's wrong not to allow parents to know what's going on in the schools. I'm all about parental choice and information. Let them know the changes you're making. Let them know the things that you're doing. It's really that simple. And don't discount. See, you discount the average parent's questions, wanting to know. Go grab the last segment if you want to know what I'm talking about. But when a parent asks you a legitimate question, don't make them try to feel bad that they're asking the question. Don't make them feel bad about being concerned that a male who identifies as a female is using your daughter's bathroom or locker room and brush them off as being weird or bad or, you know, maybe not being accepting. Because that doesn't help. That doesn't help anybody's cause. So anyway, again, I'm not trying to be politically correct. I'm just trying to be sensitive so that people don't understand. I'm not attacking anybody. But as much as the transgender person has a right to use the bathroom they want to use, the, what are they called? The cisgen? No, cis? Is that it?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
When you identify with the parts and pieces you have. See, I'm learning. You can teach you. You can teach an old white guy with white hair new tricks all the time. If you're cisgen, which means you identify with the parts and pieces you have. You have just as much a right to know what's going on around you as well. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, you have a right to know. I'm one of those guys that feels like you have a right to know what's going on at your school, what policies are being enforced, how. No, you don't get to expect the teacher or the administrator is going to stand there and say, you know, that person's a transgender, that person's... No, you don't get that right at all. Right? And the rules are not the same for both sides either. One of the questions asked in the communication is, what if I have a student coming to me because they're not feeling safe or comfortable in a bathroom or locker room with a transgender student? The response was, there's a difference between safety and comfort. Transgender student presence in the facility does not make other students unsafe. A student's discomfort does not trump a transgender student's right to use the school facility. It's consistent with their gender identity. It is best to discern whether it's a comfort or safety issue. In this case, it doesn't matter, according to her. If it's a safety issue, then appropriate precautions should be taken and consequences made be considered. However, if it's a comfort issue, you may offer an alternative facility to the student experiencing the discomfort. So again, I say to you, have the conversations. You have a right to be informed. You have a right to engage. No, you don't have a right to have every little piece of personal information about the transgender person. That's their rights. That's their freedom that they also get to have. But when it comes to your kids, when it comes to your education, what your kids are learning in school, what they're dealing with in school, you have every right to know. And if they won't tell you, make a stink about it. Ask them for the processes they have. Ask them for the policies. And as you heard in that story, the school board does not always know what's going on. They're not always told. I've been blindsided by school policy that I knew nothing about and was never brought in front of us. It happens. You know what else happens? We may get an indictment on the Clinton Foundation. Wouldn't that be nice? Finally? But I don't want the janitor indicted. You know who I want indicted, right? The people who actually tell you where the money's going to go, how it's going to be spent, what's going to happen. Brett Baer reported that the Clinton Foundation investigation, he's heard from two sources inside the FBI that there will be some kind of indictment. One, he said the Clinton Foundation investigation is far more expansive than anybody had reported, and it's been going on for over a year. Now, we knew they were investigating last year. I remember reporting on it or talking about it, but I didn't know to what degree it was going to happen. The laptops of Clinton aide Cheryl Mills and Heather Simelson have not been destroyed, and agents are currently combing through them. See, now, we were told by the Holder and Lynch group that the laptops, the hard drives, had been destroyed. The investigation has interviewed several people twice, plans to interview some even more. Agents have found emails believed to have originated on Hillary Clinton's secret server, or on Anthony, they found them on Anthony Weiner's laptop. They say the emails are not duplicates that could potentially be classified in nature. Sources within the FBI have told Brett that an indictment is likely in the case of pay for play at the Clinton Foundation. The person went on to say, though, it was barring any obstruction in any way from the Justice Department. Hint, hint, wink, wink. FBI sources say that 99% accuracy of the Hillary Clinton server has been hacked by at least five foreign intelligence agencies, and that information has been taken from it. So, see, Trump was correct in saying, hey, if the Russian government, if you've got her emails, send them over. Probably the Russians, the Chinese, maybe the North Korean, they're really good at it. Can you imagine? If something comes out of this, I will be so excited. No, seriously, because we've seen this stuff come up before. Somehow somebody sympathetic to the Clinton cause or their cause as a whole decides, no, we can't let this happen. They've been through enough in their lives, and they dump it. Now, according to one of the transcripts of the interview, Brett says the Clinton Foundation investigation is, quote, very high priority. Agents have interviewed and re-interviewed multiple people about the Foundation case, even before the WikiLeaks dumps came out. Agents say they have created or collected a great deal of evidence. One source said, a lot of it. And there is an avalanche of new information coming in every day as they go through those laptops. Some of it is from WikiLeaks. Some of it from new emails, ones that we never heard about before. They say that the agents are aggressively, their words, not mine, aggressively pursuing the case. And they're even going to go back and interview some of the people. Now, as a result of the limited immunity deals, you hear that? Limited immunity deals that went to Cheryl Mills and Heather Samuelson, the Justice Department has tentatively agreed that the FBI would destroy those laptops after a narrow review. We're told definitely that that hadn't happened and has not happened. The devices are currently in the FBI field offices in D.C. So did the FBI lie? Because I'm okay with that in this case, right? I mean, we allowed Hillary to lie, and that was okay. So if the FBI lied to them, I'm good with that. The source points out that any immunity deal is null and void if any subject lied at any point in the investigation. Oh, this ought to be sweet. Meantime, the classified email investigation is being run by the National Security Division of the FBI. They're currently combing through former Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner's laptop. They found emails that they believe came from Hillary and appear to be new, not duplicates, ones we've never seen before. And they are, and probably will be, deemed as classified material. Anyway, I'm John Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. And I do, I want you to be part of the conversation. You know, get involved, get engaged. Seriously. And see what other people think, how they come at things. You might find you're on the same page, but you've actually arrived at it a little differently. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It just doesn't get crazier than some of these things. You know, London has, or England has strict/no-gun laws. I mean, you can't own a gun. All right? Can't be walking around the streets with one, can't have one hidden under your coat, blah, 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 blah. And I'm tired of hearing how, or on a regular basis, how I hear that cities, especially big ones, their crime rates are pretty much non-existent when it comes to murder when you have strict gun laws. Well, tell you what, you would never know that if you lived in England. No joke, dead serious. So London's murder rate has hit a milestone, okay, with all the bloodshed that's going on there. The number of murders in London so far this year has now matched the total in the whole year of 2017. That's according to the Telegraph out of the UK. After a series of violent deaths in the capital, including the week from October 31st when there were five stabbed murderers, the tally of homicides has reached 118. This is equal to the number. Now, notice they weren't shot. Took the guns away from them. Now they've been stabbed. We've had an incident where people have been, you know, run over by vans. We go through a whole bunch of ways you can kill people. They said this is equal to the number in whole of 2017. That's according to the Home Office figures, excluding the 13 victims of the terror. Now, this excludes the 13 victims of the terrorist attack at Westminster Bridge in London. The latest incident involved the death of a 35-year-old woman who suffered an abdominal wound at the address in East London. A 50-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of her murder. The official Metropolitan Police tally of violent deaths this year is 120, but the figure takes in two cases that are being treated as self-defense. The remainder includes 68 stabbings, 12 shootings, two deaths include... Whoa, shootings? How was there a shooting? Two deaths involving a knife and a gun. A third of the cases, 42, involved victims aged 16 to 24, while 20 were teenagers. Now, among the victims aged 16 to 24, 30 were stabbed, 9 were shot, 2 died in the attacks involving a knife and a gun, and 1 died in a suspicious fall. For the teenagers aged 15 to 19, 6 were shot, 14 were stabbed. 6 were shot in an area that has, what, some of the strictest gun control in Europe, right? And here's what they're going to do. Remember all the things that our Democratic friends in New York and Chicago took away? What was that, the stop and frisk? Well, they're going to put back into policy, they're actually going to enhance their stop and search powers. So how police can tackle the issue has been a subject of fierce debate. Sajid Javid, the Home Secretary, is expected to announce enhanced stop and search powers for police within the next few weeks. He has said that police should feel empowered to use the tactic irrespective of whether they are black, brown, or white in efforts to combat the disease of knife crime. Christina Dick, the commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, said last week that the Home Office had stepped back a lot and needed to show greater leadership. And serious knife crime has soared in this decade. Threats to kill were up 148%. Rape was up 134%. Attempted murder, 92%. Sexual assault was up 84%. Actual body harm was up 67%. Homicide up 45%. Robbery up 31%. I mean, think about it. They have some of the toughest gun laws in Europe. They've got all kinds of cameras up, all kinds of laws that allow officers to use facial recognition technology, and they still have a trouble catching the bad guys. Violent crime levels, they say, now are a concern after the second highest number of homicides since 2010. Crime is out of control in the capital. So again, you're looking at this. You can't have, we're all over gun control here in this country. And here you've got a country that's rising tremendously in homicides and violent crimes and so on. And they got some of the toughest gun laws there are. So the correlation between the tighter we get on the gun laws, the safer places, is just flat out wrong. Not kind of, sort of, but flat out wrong, big time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's at it again. First of all, I was actually quite excited when she was protesting in front of Nancy Pelosi's office. She doesn't really get how this government thing works. She doesn't get who's going to decide what office she gets. She doesn't get that she could be next to the leaky toilet of the women's room in the Capitol. That's where her office could end up. So every time somebody flushes, you're going to hear something. She doesn't get all of that. And to show she really doesn't understand how the economy works, she is out of her mind that Amazon, the world's most valuable company, has decided to invest billions of dollars to bring approximately 25,000 jobs to New York City. She can't handle that. I love it. I just love it. 28-year-old bartender turned politician. How does that happen? Right? Oh, yeah, that's right. She was trying to make more money or something. I don't know. When she heard that Amazon was bringing a second headquarters to New York City, she that her community was outraged. People in her community didn't want it. They didn't want to have Amazon there. Well, had she had a community meeting? Did she talk to anybody? I mean, I missed it. New York City, Northern Virginia will be the homes for Amazon. I think you guys have heard this all over the news. Right? They're going to be in two separate locations. This has been a year-long public contest. It started with 238 different cities across the country. So they're going to split it up. They're going to make it HQ1, HQ2. Amazon is dividing the second headquarters evenly between New York's Long Island City and Arlington County's Crystal City. They're both located directly across from the major city centers. The company plans to eventually split the offices with as many as 25,000 employees. Think about this. If they split it, they're going to bring 12,000 plus employees to each office. Now, Amazon, billion-dollar company, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, the idea that it will receive hundreds of millions of dollars in tax breaks at a time when our subway is crumbling, our communities need more investment, not less. Wouldn't they be investing in the communities? Wouldn't they, by employing people, handing out paychecks, paying payroll taxes, and then those people go to the stores and buy and they rent apartments and that kind of thing? She thinks that's a bad idea, apparently. Ocasio-Cortez provided no evidence that residents in her district were angered by Amazon's decision. As far as Amazon receiving tax breaks, the Journal only notes that the company's decision to open additional headquarters has brought additional scrutiny to potential incentives in Amazon might receive. Now, look, Governor Cuomo has already said he's offering them tax breaks, probably giving them major tax breaks. At least they usually do this over the first 5 or 10 years. Kind of help offset the cost for building, bringing things in, bringing the people and that kind of stuff. But if they're there for 10 or 20 years, it will pay for itself. I know some of you see that as government subsidies, but sometimes you have to sit down and use a spreadsheet and do the math and figure it out. Just like a business has to invest to make money, sometimes these cities or states have to do the same thing. So, Ocasio-Cortez also suggested that Amazon's employees should be considered unionizing despite Amazon's aggressive stance against unions. When we talk about bringing jobs to the community, we need to dig deep, she wrote. Has the company promised to hire an existing community? What's the quality of jobs? How many are they promising? Are these jobs low wage or high wage? Are there benefits? Can people collectively bargain? Well, it is a job. When you have no job and they have to pay minimum wage, you'll be fine. I'm Joe Bacino, your host, listening to The Rail Side. At this point, I think my nightly closeout's going to be God Help America. I'm Joe Bacino, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.